You're listening to the Higher Ideas Podcast, where ideas grow. Connect on Twitter, YouTube, iTunes, or higherideas.net. Now here's your host, I.
Hello, fellow human, and welcome back to the Higher Ideas Podcast, coming at you live from the jungle. Okay, maybe not live, but definitely alive in the Amazon jungle. I am right now in isolation in a small structure in the middle of the jungle by myself, and I've been here for, I guess, about 7 days at this point. It gets kind of hard to keep track, and I still have many days ahead. But I thought it was about time to start recording something. So let me set the scene. Right now I'm comfortably laying in a hammock, trying to keep an eye out for mosquitoes on my ankles, in this small palm-leafed structure, without any walls, just a roof to protect me from the rain. My bed is on a small wooden plank. It's just a simple mattress with some pillows. I've got a mosquito net to protect me from mosquitoes and other things, naturally. And I've got some things hanging on a line, some clothing drying. And I'm just looking at the beautiful jungle in the sun in front of me. I'm doing an ayahuasca dieta, which I've spoken a bit about before, but I think I'd like to describe it a little bit more since I'm here right now. So an ayahuasca dieta is something you do on an ayahuasca retreat, sometimes, not everywhere, but definitely at this place, this beautiful place in the Amazon jungle. It begins with an ayahuasca ceremony with a shaman and other guests, if there are any present, and then you go into isolation, into this isolated little spot by yourself to process what you've experienced, to think about life, to decompress, and just to reset. To really find yourself again, I suppose, outside of all the busy energy and noise of the city. And while you're here in this dieta situation, you eat only very basic foods with no flavor. So rice with no spices, some kind of oatmeal with no flavor. Boiled potatoes really are the most flavorful thing you'll eat when you're on such a retreat. And the reason for that is important to discuss. When you do these diets and isolate yourself from contact with others, with technology, with flavorful foods even, your senses become piqued, first of all. And you don't realize how much these intensely flavorful foods we eat all the time sort of dull the senses in a general way. Because when you eat food again after whatever amount of weeks you spend without flavor, you realize just how stimulating and intense flavor is. Salt, sugar, spices, all of that stuff. They're awesome things, but we overwhelm ourselves with this stuff a lot. And that just reflects all of the other ways that we fill ourselves with noise in our societies. Video games, movies, music, other people, the noise of traffic, the busyness of business, right? When you do that, you become very desensitized in general as a person, as an experiencing spirit inside of your body. And when you isolate yourself in this way, you become sensitive again, and you realize that you can smell things from a great distance. I can smell food cooking about a mile away once in a while, which is a little torturous, but it's also awesome that I've become this sensitive. But the idea isn't really to pique your senses. The idea is to pique your sensitivity to your own issues, your sensitivity to the medicine that you'll be taking in during this process, be it ayahuasca or any other plant medicine that the shaman may prescribe for your particular case. Being in this state of semi-fasting, of what would be the right word? Some kind of neutrality from no stimulation really opens you up to receive messages from these medicines, to receive wisdom and enlightenments that can come your way, which would have otherwise been missed in all of the noise of everyday life. So it's a really great thing on that level, and I'm really appreciating it, as I always do, when I do this. And yes, I'm weak, I'm stinky, I'm tired, I'm cramped from sleeping in a mosquito net for many nights, but on some level, I feel amazing. I feel great. This is a really, really good reset of sorts. And this is definitely the major reason why people may be interested in this kind of experience. There is the ayahuasca experience where you trip out and you stay among people for whatever amount of time you're there, and then you go back to the city. And you never really got to sit and think because you were speaking with others about your visions, you were comparing life stories with people you've met. This really adds a whole other level of stability to the overall experience. But of course, like many things around ayahuasca and the ayahuasca experience in Peru and other South American places, there is an element of tradition here. Traditionally, the reason a person would isolate themselves like this would be for apprenticeship. An apprenticing junior shaman would go into the jungle like this to make contact with the spirits, not only to make contact with the medicine and open themselves up to healing and all of that stuff, but also to teaching. Teaching about all manner of things, energy and healing. And if you are apprenticing as a shaman, the ultimate goal is to receive a song. Now, this might sound strange. How do you receive a song? Well, I've received two so far this week, two beautiful songs, which are known as ícaros. They're songs that you would perform during an ayahuasca ceremony to connect with whatever spirit or energy taught you that song while in isolation. These are very important tools for shamans in the ayahuasca situation, and the retreat, this isolation retreat, is all about gaining these tools, more of these tools for your toolkit. And an experienced shaman can have countless dozens, if not hundreds, of songs that they can call on in any particular situation. So if a shaman learned a song to deal with fear while he was in isolation, and then later is performing an ayahuasca ritual for others, and there is a person there dealing with fear, this shaman can then sing that song, knowing that it helped him or her with fear back in the day, and that song will work for this other person. This same energy of confidence and strength and defense against fear will be instilled in this other person through hearing the song. So that's the whole process of isolation. And as I said, I've received two songs already in the 7 days. Three, if I'm honest, but the third one, it's still muddled. It's still not clear to me. I still don't know what it's for, but there they are. And the way they came to me, these two songs that I can call complete, I was going to sleep one night. I was having trouble sleeping, and as I was laying there trying to release, I heard a song in my head. Very insistently, very softly, a beautiful voice of a woman singing this angelic, just absolutely otherworldly song that I did my best to remember. I had my recorder on me, I hummed it out, but the words were unintelligible. And I thought, this song will be useless. If I don't know the words, if I don't know what it's about, what's the point? But still, I practiced the tune, I kept it, and I just sort of told myself, well, maybe this will be a pretty thing to whistle once in a while, but nothing more. But then, a couple days later, we had an ayahuasca ceremony in a group, and at the end of that ceremony, as everyone was relaxing and sort of basking in the afterglow of a finished ceremony, and I was again trying to go to sleep, here came that song again, the exact same song, with the exact same words, where I had thought it was just sort of gibberish coming out of my head at the time, I realized, no, this is a solid, real song, and here again is this energy trying to teach me this song. So I paid very close attention to the words, and finally I was able to grasp it. And the reason it was so difficult to grasp is I don't think this is of any known language. It sounded a little bit like Latin, but it's definitely not that. It's a completely unknown language, at least to me, and I managed to capture the words. So I wrote them down immediately, because these songs will vanish quickly. If you don't remember the tune, if you don't write down the words, you'll often lose them the next day. So it's really important, as an apprenticing shaman anyway, if you want to hold on to these songs, to move your ass on finding some way to remember it, and to practice it immediately. And so I did. and it's actually one of the most beautiful songs that I've ever received. So that just goes to show the value of this kind of retreat, and also the sort of reality of this idea that spirits or energies are trying to teach you when you isolate yourself in this way. You become so sensitive that you can receive these kinds of gifts and messages. So it's not always a song. It can be an important learning about your life. It can be all manner of things. But the idea is, if you don't take the time to listen, how will you ever hear, right? So, I guess in a nutshell, that's the point of isolation. And it's not only that, but it's also bonding with nature, because here I am, smack dab in the middle of nature. There are scorpions, there are snakes, there are mosquitoes and spiders. There's a really friendly little rat that's living in the roof of my structure. I hear him mulling about in the leaves once in a while, and I see him artfully climbing around the structure above me once in a while. And I welcome him, because this means he's eating the scorpions and spiders that would otherwise be living inside of the structure. So you get to appreciate the beauty and the danger of nature. Yes, there are dangerous creatures here, but there are beautiful creatures here. There are chickens that come around here once in a while to peck at the creatures living around my feet, and they're also helping me. And of course, there's the trees, there's the plants, there's the insects, there's the song of nature. There's the river just next to me, down in a ravine. You just get to reconnect with nature here. And that's definitely one of the big, big pluses of doing a dieta after ayahuasca. And of course, also, as I've mentioned, scorpions and spiders and snakes, you will be dealing with fears here when you're in isolation by yourself. Sleeping by yourself at night, far away from other people, in an unknown jungle, you will come up against fears. But the more you do this process, and the more time you spend here, the more times you spend in this kind of situation, the more you learn that your fears are mostly unfounded. And as long as you have your wits about you, as long as you're intelligent, you don't stick your feet in a boot without checking inside of it first, things like that, you don't walk around barefoot, as long as you have your wits about you, you'll be fine. As long as you give attention to what's around you and are careful not to step on anything or disturb anything recklessly, everyone gets along fine here. This is the jungle. This is life. The beauty and the terror together. And it's the same everywhere else in life. And if you could master walking with fears here, when you go back to the city, there's nothing that can touch you. And here's an extra point I'm recording now that I'm back in town. It's also sort of a ritual of locking yourself away in a room with your issues, with your illness, with whatever it is you're there to battle, or whatever reward you're there to gain, right? There are going to be demons in your way. There are going to be barriers in your way. And this kind of isolation experience is like entering the ring, locking yourself in a room for a week or 2 weeks or whatever amount of time you decide, and you are going to come out the winner or a lot closer to winning. This is a trial. This is a really primal kind of battle that I at least really enjoy waging and see many benefits from. So if you are shopping around for an ayahuasca retreat, if you are interested in the ayahuasca experience, I definitely recommend this kind of experience with isolation diets. It'll be called an isolation dieta. It really adds a whole other level to your learning, to your growth, to your strength. You walk out of here so much stronger than when you came in. You may have wipeouts, you may have close calls with dangerous things, you may almost break your ankle on a rock in the river, you know? But that's all part and parcel of learning to be responsible for yourself, learning to walk with dangers intelligently, and sleeping soundly, surrounded by fears. And eventually you realize they don't even bother you anymore. Right now I'm completely at ease in this hammock, not under my mosquito net, watching insects go by, watching creatures of the jungle crawl around, and I'm just at peace. I'm with life. I'm alive. So, I guess that'll be it for this little episode. I hope it inspires somebody out there to undertake this kind of quest. And I guess I'll wrap it up with that song I received from the spirits this week, which is all about opening the heart, a white flower blooming in your heart. Let me just light a little tobacco first. I invite you all to meet with the jungle, to meet with ayahuasca, and to learn to open your hearts to life. And that's it for this time, fellow human. You can always find me over at higherideas.net, and I invite you to join me on Facebook. You'll find the link down at the bottom on that site. So until next time, fellow human, keep thinking.